Anyways, you all remember Rahm Emanuel. He is the mayor of Chicago. Rahm Emanuel. Now, remember, he was Obama's chief of staff, and then before that, he worked in the Clinton administration. Okay? So he is a hardcore Democrat. He is a hardcore Obama Democrat and a hardcore Clinton Democrat. Okay? This is a guy who was in the White House when Hillary Clinton was in that White House first as a first lady and second as Secretary of State. So Hillary Clinton is very familiar with Rahm Emanuel, which makes it kind of funny that nobody asks her, hey, do you think Rahm should step down? Do you think Rahm should resign? Considering there is a lot of anger in the streets of Chicago, there's a lot of black folk with signs that say Rahm resign. There moves going on in the state legislature to try to get Rahm recalled. I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of unrest in Chicago. Don't you think somebody from state-run media would say, Hillary, Madam Secretary, former First Lady, do you think Rahm should resign? Do you think Rahm has to go? This is somebody, you know, who is very close to Hillary Clinton. So it's not a absurd question. It's not a over-the-top question. You can bet all the money in Fort Knox that if this was a Republican, Hillary Clinton would have been calling for that person to resign. I mean, Black Lives Matters should be beyond upset. And here's the nuance of why they really should be upset. Because when it comes down to the small stuff, the gimme stuff, Democrats are backing their play. And it's an old trick. And I don't want to say Black Lives Matter's leadership aren't smart. But when they get suckered, when they get hoodwinked, how else do you describe them? Here's what I mean. College campuses and individuals being outraged over Halloween costumes or being outraged over a couple people saying racist things to a bunch of students in a play or an assembly, or a chancellor not having a meeting with students after a football game or a pep rally or whatever event that had a bunch of kids corner one of the administrators at one of these colleges and demanding FaceTime, a Woodrow Wilson statue, or a name on a library. All of these issues, all of these situations, you have Black Lives Matter and people associated with Black Lives Matter creating just extreme amounts of problems. Extreme amounts of, I mean, just really disrupting college campuses, affecting football teams, affecting professors' livelihoods. People resigned. School presidents resigned. I mean, out there in, Missouri? You basically had a college and the administration held hostage. They were held hostage. You had a football team saying, hey, we're not going to play. Not going to play. We're going to bankrupt this school because we're going to cost you money that you're not going to get, and then we're going to cost you money that you're going to be fined because we're not going to play. You had Occidental College out here, Los Angeles. You had students hijack the principal's office, his whole building area where the faculty operates from. And all of this was supported by state-run media. It was all supported by various Democrats, from Bernie Sanders to Hillary Clinton. It was all supported by everybody. Everybody in the Democratic Party, state-run media had live cameras on these campuses, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, Huffington Post, Vox, Gawker, BuzzFeed, all these people pushed these kids, Black Lives Matter, all of these groups to get what's theirs. Force these people to resign. Force these people to change names on libraries. Force these people to hire and fire different individuals. I mean, the demand was off the charts. And so what happened? You had administration officials resign. You had administration officials say, okay, we'll change the name of this building. We'll change the name of that building. We'll take down the statue. We'll hire X amount more people. We'll give safe space. We won't wear Halloween costumes. Gave everybody what they wanted. The cry bullies got what they wanted. Wow, wow, wow. But at the end of the day, who really gave an F? That's what the Democrats said. That's what state-run media said. Who really gives a crap? It's school. It's college. Who cares? Who cares? It's a bunch of whiny kids. Who cares? These teachers that had to resign have huge retirement plans, pension plans. They're going to get severance packages. These teachers, these chancellors that are resigning, that are being forced to resign by Democrats and Black Lives Matters and state-run media, they are all getting huge, huge retirement packages. It's like with Carly Fiorina. Got thrown out of Hewlett Packard. She got a golden parachute, $20-something million dollars to just leave. So all these teachers and these administrators, they're all getting sweetheart deals. And all the protesters, all the kids, the Black Lives Matters, all these people are like, yay, 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 look what we did, yay. They got one. They got thrown a bone. Didn't matter. It's college. It's administration officials that are getting sweetheart deals. Doesn't matter. And where it really matters, when it comes to a mayor, when it comes to a governor, when it comes to a senator, Black Lives Matter, that movement are told F you. Where it really counts, where it really matters, there's no state-run media covering the situations. There's no state media putting pressure on the Hillary Clintons or the Bernie Sanderses. There's no state-run media blasting Rahm Emanuel. Everybody's gone because this matters. This isn't some college dorm room. This isn't some college campus at Occidental College. This is real life. This is a mayor of the third largest city in this country. This is serious business. And a bunch of troublemakers aren't going to affect serious business and serious change. And that's what the Democrats are saying. That's what the Democrats have always said. They don't give a crap about minorities. They don't give a crap. They make minorities believe that they care by doing what they did. They gave them this big old push when it came to the colleges and the professors and the schools were doing them wrong. State-run media, all the state-run media pundits, all the newspapers, all the websites, the Bernie Sanders, the Hillary Clintons, Martin O'Malley, they were all there. Woo, woo, That's what they do. They give them the old switcheroo. They give them the old smoke and mirrors. They do the old bamboozle. They give them that. They give them that. And then everybody goes, yeah, look, we got, yay, woo, wow. And where it really matters, they get nothing. They get crap. The Democrats are great at smoke and mirrors and giving the impression that they care. They give the illusion that they care. They give you a win when the win doesn't matter. They go light. They take it easy. They rest their players. When the game doesn't mean anything, they let you win. They make you believe that you won something fabulous. And when the game's on the line and it matters and it's a championship, they kick your ass. They take Black Lives Matter and everybody associated with those movements and they destroy them. Their true feelings come out. Here you have a mayor, Rahm Emanuel, in his second term. You have a situation where a black kid with a knife gets shot over 15 times. 15 times. He's on the ground. And they're still shooting them. Or one guy is still shooting them. Bang, 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 just bang, bang, just shooting them. A video exists that doesn't see the light of day for over 13 months. Conveniently, it is not shown to anybody until after. Rahm Emanuel gets reelected. Because see what's going on now? If this happened before Rahm Emanuel ran for reelection, he would have lost. He lost. He would have lost. That's a fact. He barely won reelection in the first place. He would have lost. So this case that's, 13 months, 14 months old, got settled with the family for $4 or $5 million. Police officer was never brought up on charges, and tape was buried. Essentially, a whistleblower. Essentially, that's what they're called, a whistleblower. Tipped off a journalist, one of the few that are remaining, not an opinion writer. The journalist did some legwork. Got this tape that he was told existed. He got this tape. It was shown to the public. And people freaked. Rahm Emanuel acted like, what? I never knew about this. The DA all of a sudden brought charges against the cop. They acted like this was the first time they had seen it. Everybody acted like it was the first time they had seen this tape, even though the family already got a huge payoff, which means Manuel had to know about the tape. You don't pay somebody millions of dollars and not know why they're being paid millions of dollars. As the mayor, you have to know where the money's going. Hey, what's this? Who are we paying Shamika Muka? Lawaika Muka? Laquan, my bad. Something, Lawika, Shuika. Laquan. Who, Laquan? What's Laquan? What is that? Well, Laquan. 5 million. Oh, he got shot 15 times. Okay. So we paid. Who we pay? He's dead. Why are we paying him? Oh, we paid his family. Paid his family $5 million to basically be cool with getting shot 15 times. Okay, cool. All right. I mean, that's what happened. So when this all came out, people went nuts. People went crazy, calling for Rahm Emanuel's resignation. He said, I'm not going. Funny, huh? College professors, they won't even... a college professor won't meet with a few black kids after a pep rally or a homecoming game, wherever the hell it is. And he gets fired. He gets the entire nation demanding that he's fired. Rahm Emanuel is involved in a cover-up. And if he's not involved in a cover-up, he's the head of a bunch of people that were involved in a cover-up. Okay? He's like, I'm not going. You got thousands of people protesting in the streets of Chicago, blocking department store entrances, and he's like, I'm not going. You got just lowly professors that are like, I'm going to resign my position because I think it will best serve this school. And media is like, state-run media is like, yeah, see, Black Lives Matter, we're behind you, man. We're there for you. See all you black students, we're there for you. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, yeah, yeah. And here's something that actually matters, and everybody's silent. Can hear a pin drop. And Rahm Emanuel goes, I'm not going. And matter of fact, on top of the fact that I'm not resigning, after I put on my fake tears and I go, I'm going to do better. I'm going to Cuba. I'm going on vacation to Cuba with my family. How do you like them apples? Deuces, I'm out. And that's what Rahm Emanuel did. So while people were protesting, while people were blocking entrances at department stores, Rahm Emanuel was in Chicago, and he was in Cuba, the mayor of Chicago. And, I mean, let's not even talk about the crime rate. Let's not even talk about no jobs. Chicago is dismal. It's a mess. It really is. It is a mess. But this guy is in Cuba. He's in Cuba. I mean, I think, you can tell he's Obama's chief of staff. You could tell where he came from. Obama goes to Hawaii. He goes to Hawaii. He's golfing. You've got all these things going on. San Bernardino, Paris, you've got ISIS advancing in Libya. I mean, you just have a lot of bad things going on. And Obama's golfing in Hawaii. And before he went to Hawaii, because it's on the way, he visits the families of the San Bernardino slaughter. He visits them. He didn't go a day after, or 2 days after, 3 days after, 4 days after. He waited to go when it was convenient for him. So Rahm Emanuel has learned from the best. Rahm Emanuel is in Cuba. Cuba, of all places. Think about that. He went to Cuba. He didn't go to Martha's Vineyard. He didn't go to Florida, Disneyland. He took his family to Cuba. How's that for being privileged? I mean, seriously, how's that for, you know, how's that for just that privileged Democrat that tells all the poor black people, I feel your pain. I'm just like you all. I'm just like you guys. That's why you got to vote for me. That's why you got to vote for Democrats. We feel your pain. Now, excuse me. I got to take my snot-nosed, little privileged bastard kids with me to Cuba, a place that none of you will ever, ever, ever go. We're not talking about Disneyland. We're not talking about Myrtle Beach. Talk about Cuba. I'm going there, and I'm taking my kids. So F you. Now go picket Macy's, because I don't care. I'm not going to be there. So Rahm Emanuel is in Cuba. Makes it even more entertaining and just a big F you to the Black Lives Matter and all the people associated with them. The other day, you had a, I think she's 60. I think she's 60. She's definitely older than 50. But a woman, a grandmother, accidentally shot and killed when the police were responding to a call that a kid, I mean, he's only 19, was threatening his family members with an aluminum baseball bat. And the police showed up, an altercation ensued, and they killed the kid, this Quintanio Laguerre. But in the process, the grandmother, Betty Jones, who's 55, was accidentally shot. So here's Rahm Emanuel. Okay? Here's Rahm Emanuel. He's in Cuba, chilling, hanging out, having a good time. You have Black Lives Matters and all the other groups associated with Black Lives Matters calling for his resignation, protesting in the streets of Chicago, blocking entrances to malls, causing a ruckus. And while this is going on, two more black people, one just an innocent bystander, so to speak, Betty Jones, is shot and killed. And Rahm Emanuel is still in Cuba, having a good time, not resigning. And nobody's asking Hillary Clinton about this. Nobody's asking Bernie Sanders about this. The media, state-run, is not talking about it. They're too fixated on Bill Cosby being arraigned. They are. They're too fixated on Bill Cosby being arraigned for doing essentially what Bill Clinton did year after year after year after year. Yeah. Democrats like black people. They love black people. They love them so much that they will give them something that means nothing, which is the job of a college administrator. But when it comes to a mayor, a Democrat, a former staff, Black Lives Matter, and people associated with Black Lives Matter get nothing because Democrats don't care about you. They don't. If they actually cared about you, the cities you live in that they control wouldn't be garbage dumps that they are. Chicago, dump. Cleveland, dump. Philadelphia, dump. Dumps. They are dumps. Some of the biggest, dumpiest, garbagiest cities have Democrats as their mayors. High unemployment, high crime, police brutality, and Democrats are in charge. And the black folk are just bamboozled. They're bamboozled. They are bamboozled that they are being helped, that they are being looked after. Why? Because they get support on college campuses to not wear offensive Halloween masks. So the black folk go, see, take care. They support us. Take a look. We're all over the news. Look. Yeah. And Rahm Emanuel's in Cuba laughing his ass off. Laughing his ass off. Laughing. He's not going to resign. No one's going to cover it. No one's going to ask Hillary Clinton. No one's going to ask Martin O'Malley. No one's going to ask Bernie Sanders. If Rahm Emanuel was a Republican, he would have already been forced to resign. If Rahm Emanuel was a Republican, let's face it, the news crews would be camped out at his hotel in Cuba. Imagine. If Rahm Emanuel was a Republican, state-run media would just be in a frenzy talking about how could this mayor be in all places Cuba vacationing while essentially his city is in turmoil. How can this mayor be on vacation in Cuba while another another black family gets shot by police officers? Why is there not going to the police chiefs or the police departments or whoever's in charge? I'm not a mayor. I don't know the inner workings of how all this goes down. But why is he not meeting with people going, all right, we got to change policy. We got to do some things. Even if we don't, we got to appear that we are, or more people are going to get fired. If he was a Republican, state-run media would be going ballistic. But he's a Democrat. He's Obama's boy. He's Bill Clinton's boy. Which means state-run media is not going to pay attention. Black Lives Matter movement and the Black Lives Matter folks and people associated with Black Lives Matter are all going to sit and take it. Because when it comes to the Democrats, you ain't sitting in the front of the bus. You're sitting in the back of the bus. You will always be in the back of the bus. They'll make you think you're in the front of the bus, but you're always going to be in the back of the bus because Democrats don't give an F about you. Never have, never will.